Among the great continents of the earth, none has been more lavishly endowed with natural wealth and beauty than has South America. Brazil itself is larger than the whole of the United States, and it has millions of acres of land that no white man has ever seen.
A spotlight has been placed on the arts and culture of Brazil, thanks to the Olympic Games. The opening ceremony helped celebrate the music, especially the samba and the bossa, and introduced a very interesting Brazilian theme, gambiada. There's no English translation, but there should be, described as the Brazilian talent for making the most out of nothing. Without gambiada, we wouldn't really have music. What better way to, quote, make the most out of nothing than fill it with music? Indigenous people in Brazil collected pieces from the rainforest to make whistles, flutes, and drums that filled their communities with music important for rituals, celebrations, and sports. In the Romantic period, the European opera craze had Brazilian composers like Antonio Carlos Gomes writing operas that had to be performed in Europe because Brazil didn't have concert halls. But after Gomes was a hit in Europe, things changed, and in the spirit of gambiada, Brazil built concert halls so their composers could bring their music to their people. So in the indigenous era, Brazilians made their own music. In the Romantic period, they made music modeled after European traditions. But in the 20th century, Brazil wanted to make a mark with its music. So then steps in Ari Barroso, who wrote Brazil, introducing the U.S. to the Afro-Brazilian sounds of the samba and writing lyrics that take a snapshot of the magic people think when they hear Brazil.
Where hearts were entertaining June, we stood beneath an amber moon and softly murmured someday soon.
But then in the 1950s, a different sound started to come out of the dance halls in Brazil. The bossa nova. The previously heard samba mixed with jazzy styles from the U.S. In 1963, Stan Getz collaborated with Brazilian singer-songwriter João Gilberto on The Girl from Ipanema, using the bossa, filling the lack of Brazil's sound on the U.S. pop charts. And after a Grammy win for Record of the Year, the bossa crossed over. American artists adapted bossa for their songbook recordings.
Under my skin.
Brazilian artists added bossa to their interpretations of popular standards. Hints of Brazil are all over our American songbook. Burt Bacharach used bossa rhythms to write his chart-topping Say a Little Prayer. And as the games come to a close, you'll hear more music, more gambiada. I'm Hilary Benome, and for more musical adventures with the Great American Songbook, visit the JonathanChannel.org.